Good morning.
It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Alan, $479,000 in that lockbox now, on our way to $500,000 by Monday. The start of the on-air drive, obviously. We need $1 million to keep this thing going.
That's right, David. And we have enough listeners by far to be able to do that. Now, assuming we can do that today, we're going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday till 6 o'clock on Monday morning to do it. And I'm going to say this to everybody. Why can't we? Why can't we what? Well, why can't we make it $700,000? Then have only $300,000 to raise. Only, that's a lot of money, of course. And we'll make it. So, how important is it, with everything that is happening around us, to be able to eschew a fund drive and to make sure that we get every bit of news and that we can do what we do best? The answer is, if everybody, right now, I don't think this is true in every fund drive, but in this fund drive, with the walls coming down around Trump, with his sending on a phony mission, you know, his vice president and others to, quote, stop the Turkish genocide, which he caused by withdrawing those troops. He knew what he was doing. And once again, at the convenience of the Russians, who are always prominently situated in this kind of thing. This is wild stuff. And we need this radio station. We need it to keep giving you what we have been giving you all along. Ladies and gentlemen, this is when we all get together and we make a team. And that team says, whether we're Republicans, whether we're Democrats, whether we're independents, whether we're socialists, we're going to keep this thing going. We made it and we will keep it going. I know it. So, yes, we'll get to the $500,000 mark, but let's make it the $700,000 mark. And let's get this thing over with as soon as we can. We love our fund drive. We love our time to get together with you. But in the end, this is all of us together. That's what it's about.
WAMC.org. Do your part right now.
Feel that passion, because that's what it is.
Well, we had a Democratic presidential debate last night. You predicted that they would target Elizabeth Warren, now the front runner, and you were not wrong, sir.
I don't want to talk about what happened on the panel yesterday, but I did say they were coming after Warren, and sure enough, they did. Did it look good? Was it healthy? No. Does it hurt the Democratic Party? It does. Details, details, details. Give us details, Elizabeth Warren, about your Medicare proposal. Tell us how you're going to do it. Well, look, folks, at least we know that when you have all of those people up there and they want to be president of the United States and they're making no headway at all, they start to really act ugly. And that's what was happening last night. I don't like it one bit. I think it gives people pause about the Democratic Party. There is a time to get together, and there's a time when you're polling a 1% or 10% or whatever it is to get out, because all this is doing is giving Donald Trump a second term.
And you have somewhat of a split there with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren holding that progressive mantle. We see that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has endorsed Bernie Sanders. How does that work?
Well, Sanders has not been doing well in the polls. It's clear to me, at least, that he is losing people to Elizabeth Warren. I've interviewed him so many times, I lost count. I know who this guy is. He is not going to quit and give it to Elizabeth Warren. He's going to keep going, and the left in this country will support him. That, of course, will continue to erode, I suppose. We'll see. Maybe he'll do a turnaround, and maybe all of a sudden people will say he's our guy. But it hasn't been happening that way. Warren has been getting more and more popular in the polls, which is why this attack last night by the people behind her happened. I predicted it, as you say, and it was clear that it was going to happen.
Well, you had quite an interview with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday, Alan.
Oh,
it has made news all over the world. And that is because during that interview yesterday, the governor used the N-word while quoting, actually, a New York Times article on anti-Italian discrimination. You and I both read that article. And the interview led into that because you were talking about this controversy that erupted over a St. Mother Cabrini statue that apparently won in a poll, but Shirlane McCrae, the wife of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, did not include it on the list for statues.
Hey, David, we're in New York, and above me is a sign that Roselle picked up off the ground when she went to the Columbus Day parade. It said, "Proud Italian Americans for Cuomo." That's right. Andrew Cuomo has felt the sting of discrimination, he says, And he's very, very angry about that. And he was using the N-word in the context, which when combined with the W-O-P term, Italians have been called. David, when I was a young twin and my father heard somebody use that word, he looked at his boys and he said, "This is a word you never, ever use, and you never use it under any circumstances whatsoever. And I never do, because there's really no reason anybody would. But the governor did it, and he made a lot of headlines with it. It was something I certainly would not have done. But some people are taking it out of context, and the context was what he was being called and what Italians were being called, and he said it. That's on him. But for people to go around and say that he was somehow using a word in an offensive way, he was not. He was showing the context of what Italian Americans have suffered in this country, and he was certainly not wrong about that.
And we should point out that the Speaker of the State Assembly, who's an African American, Carl Hastie, said he was not offended by it.
He did, and he was right, and he knows right from wrong. And in this case, he is defending a governor who needed this defense right now because of the uproar that has happened over this word. But it was used in a context, and that's what you have to remember. And he's getting a lot of support from people you might not imagine giving him support.